tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's January 5th, 2026, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. This is, of course, the first new episode of 2026, and frankly, it's the first new episode in a while. Definitely, guys, take care of your health. Your health is the most important thing you have. But yeah, regardless of that, hopefully we'll get back on a more regular schedule now that we are in a new year. And we're going to be talking about, of course, the biggest story of the year is that Tesla is starting to get squeezed by the competition in China and confirms its first year of overall sales decline. We finally have the first full picture for Tesla's 2025 out of Giga Shanghai. And while the headline wholesale numbers look spectacular, digging into the data reveals a significant milestone we've been warning about for months. That is that Tesla's domestic growth story in China has hit a wall. There is no sugarcoating it. The Chinese EV market is a bloodbath. It's easily the most competitive auto market on the planet. And while Tesla is relying on the Model 3 and Model Y, great cars that are getting long in the tooth, domestic rivals are flooding the market with fresh models every few months. BYD is relentless, offering competitive EVs at aggressive price points across every segment. You have startups like NIO and XPeng refining their offerings, and new tech giants like Xiaomi entering the fray with incredibly compelling vehicles that directly target Tesla's demographic. These domestic brands are iterating faster, undercutting prices, and matching Tesla on tech features in the eyes of many Chinese consumers. Now, that's not only in China. It's happening everywhere, and BYD has officially crushed Tesla in the all-electric sales crown for 2025, securing the overall BEV title. After years of trading quarterly blows, BYD has officially taken Tesla on as the world's largest manufacturer of all-electric vehicles for the full year of 2025, and it wasn't even close. According to data released recently, BYD ended 2025 with 2.25 million all-electric vehicles sold. That represents a massive 27.9% year-over-year increase for its BEV lineup. In comparison, Tesla reported just 1.636 million deliveries for the first full year of 2025, marking a 9% decline from 2024. That means BYD outsold Tesla by more than 600,000 all-electric vehicles last year. And to be clear, we are talking about battery electric vehicles here. BYD sold a total of 4.5 million vehicles in 2025, with plug-in hybrids accounting for that additional 2.5 million sales. Interestingly, the split between their powertrains is now nearly 50-50, with BEVs accounting for 49.6% of BYD sales, while PHEVs make up 50.4%. And while BYD's BEV sales surge, their PHEV sales actually dropped by 7.9% compared to 2024. So it seems like the market is naturally transitioning towards fully electric vehicles, even within BYD's lineup. Another bright spot for BYD is its international performance. The company's overseas sales surpassed 1 million units for the first time, up 150% from the previous year. While they're facing headwinds in their domestic market, where sales were down significantly in 2025 due to fierce competition. However, it shows that BYD's export strategy is paying off for them at the right time. Tesla, of course, is well aware that BYD is gaining ground, and some of the other US and Korean automakers are gaining ground as well, which is why we are seeing an unprecedented 0% financing offer in January for the new Tesla Model Y standard. It's just a few months old. The Tesla Model Y standard isn't the runaway sales success Tesla might have hoped for. The company experienced its second consecutive full year of declining sales in 2025. That said, the Model Y standard seems to be a solid enough electric crossover with plenty of range, zippy 0 to 60 acceleration, and enough of the good aspects of Tesla ownership to make it interesting. When you factor in 0% financing for up to 72 months through January 31st, the Model Y standard could be really interesting. We'll have a link to that in the show notes over at Electrek.co. A little bit closer to home, we have Hyundai. Hyundai is going 5 for 5 in 2025 with another record sales year. Hyundai closed out 2025 strong, posting its fifth straight year of record retail sales in the U.S. with new vehicles and tech arriving in 2026. The company expects another big year. Of course, the IONIQ 5 remained one of the top-selling EVs in the U.S. with a record 47,039 models sold in 2025, even though sales dropped 58% in Q4 after the $7,500 federal tax credit expired. IONIQ 5 sales rose 6% year over year. The Tucson, Santa Fe, Palisade, Elantra, and Venue also set new annual sales records, and electric vehicles accounted for nearly 30% of total Hyundai sales in 2025. Hyundai's EV sales rose 7% from 2024, while hybrid sales were up 36%. So that is a whole lot of batteries. Now, moving into something a little bit weirder, a little more offbeat, company called Verge has unveiled a 370-mile electric motorcycle with solid-state batteries that could sound too good to be true. That's according to our own Fred Lambert there. Verge Motorcycles, the Finnish electric motorcycle company known for its futuristic hubless rear-wheel design, is claiming another first for the industry. The company announced today that it is launching the world's first production motorcycle equipped with solid-state batteries, promising a massive leap in range and charging speed. According to the press release, the company claims up to 370 miles of range on a single charge with its extended range battery pack. They have 186 miles of range. That's going from 20 to 80% in just 10 minutes, and performance with 1,000 newton meters of torque and 0 to 60 acceleration of 3.5 seconds. Verge notes that the new battery packs are developed by Donut Lab, a technology partner that also produces the company's trademark Donut hubless motor. The motor itself has been updated to be 50% lighter while maintaining the same output. Ville Pippo, CTO of Donut Lab, stated that technology is ready for the mass market now, not in a decade, saying, quote, "We are now ready to bring truly exceptional technology to the electric mobility market. Our battery technology can be used in all types of vehicles, from motorcycles and passenger cars to trucks, robotics, and stationary energy storage." The company also highlighted the safety benefits, noting that solid electrolyte eliminates the fire risk associated with liquid lithium ion cells and operates more stably across extreme temperatures. Now, I'm a big motorcycle guy. I've ridden a lot of Harleys, ridden a lot of Hondas, ridden a lot of Kawasaki's in my day. I still think that 300 miles of highway speed is really where these need to be if they're going to take on the big cruiser market that is so popular here in the US. Now, that said, that 370 mile range is like at 30 miles an hour. This is kind of like the Silverado deal where they did 1,059 miles at a crawl. If you're at highway speeds, you're going to see maybe 120, maybe 150 if you keep it to 55, 60 miles an hour. And frankly, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds is pretty slow for a full-size motorcycle. So I'm not really sure what's being sold here, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see if these things ever make it to market. And while we're on the topic of wait and see, let's wait and see if we have another one of these in us tomorrow. Be sure to definitely check that out, like and subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And hey, hopefully the next one will come along in less than 3 months' time.